President Trump's proposed 2018 budget calls for a 90% cut in funding for agencies that support the arts. That includes money for museums, artists, and libraries, which are already under siege at the state and local level. New England is home to many of America's oldest public libraries, and the region has been hit especially hard. Reporter Tom Verdi has the story.
On a sultry weekday morning, patrons escape the heat and gather at the Essex Public Library in Essex, Connecticut, for a weekly book discussion.
So what did you all think of the book?
Great. I couldn't put it down.
Librarian Emily Boucher leads the discussion of Kazuo Ishiguro's 1989 novel, The Remains of the Day. Copies of the book litter the table, books on loan from other public libraries sent via the state's interlibrary loan system, a system which reader Bob Phoenix routinely relies on.
I constantly use it. The only other resource for me is to go and buy the book. And so that if I had absolutely no access, this would cost me a good deal of money each year.
But Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy's office is also concerned about costs. Earlier this summer, it cut $1.7 million in funding to the Connecticut State Library. That's 18% of the library's operating expenses. That money helps support online research services, enables cardholders to physically borrow books from any public library in Connecticut, as well as interlibrary loan, a system which can actually save money in the long run. Glenn Gruby is the president of the Connecticut Library Association.
There's no reason that every library in the state needs to buy a copy of a non-bestseller book. It's much more cost-effective to buy several copies and move them around the state per demand.
Local legislative cuts to libraries also imperil federal funding. That money is contingent upon states contributing funds of their own. Connecticut receives about $2 million federal dollars a year, which the state library uses to support programs, services, and grants to local libraries. But under President Trump's proposed 2018 budget, that money may all but disappear in Connecticut and elsewhere.
Everyone, everywhere is having budget issues.
Jason Homer is a public librarian in Natick, Massachusetts, and a spokesman for the New England Library Association. He says that most public libraries are accustomed to belt tightening, but maintaining long-standing services like interlibrary loan is becoming increasingly difficult.
All libraries are committed to find different and more affordable ways to do that delivery, but delivery is being the hardest hit by the changing in our economy.
Funding for New England's 1,564 public libraries is as varied and distinctive as the region itself. While across most of the country, local libraries are run by counties, here it is often town by town, with funding coming from states, municipalities, and private sources. After the last major fiscal crisis in 2008, some libraries in rural areas such as northern Maine were hardest hit and had to close. Bryce Kundick is president of the Maine Library Association.
When a town is doing well, the library generally doesn't have a problem. What happens is when a town is not doing well. So when a mill closes down, when a factory goes away, then suddenly the town starts looking at its budget and looks at places where it can cut.
Arriving at a budget that includes funding for public libraries is a tough balancing act that University of Vermont Library Professor Selena Colburn has come to appreciate, now that she is a freshman legislator representing her district in Burlington.
What I'm seeing as a legislator is just the disconnect in lawmakers' understandings of what a good deal libraries are for the state of Vermont, and I'd wager for other New England states as well.
That's because public libraries do more than lend books. These days, they also serve as information and educational centers for members of the community, says Richard Conroy, executive director of Connecticut's Essex Library.
We have roughly 400 programs per year that we put on that are attended by roughly 12,000 people, and that's basically double what we were doing 7 or 8 years ago, and a lot of that has to do with the economy and the services we provide to help people find jobs, help them with other social services. So it's not just about coming in, grabbing a book, and going out again.
Yet at a time when austerity budgets are being proposed in Connecticut and throughout the country, it's balanced books that remain at the top of many legislators' reading lists. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Verdi.
And Tom's story comes to us from the New England News Collaborative.